Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. And today we're going to be talking about what I would do if I had to start it all again. And by starting it all again, obviously, I mean by starting my detailing business again. I actually had this is a listener submitted question, and I'm actually thumbing through my phone right now to see if I can find it. And here we go. It's from Primetime Detailing on Instagram, _PrimetimeDetailing_. He says, "Hey, Jimbo, good morning. My name is Frank. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I've been a loyal follower of you for a while, both your podcast and your YouTube. So thank you, Frank, for that. I started a mobile detailing business 2 years ago as a side hustle and was hoping to get into it full time. But with COVID going on, it took a bit of a hit. I don't want to give up on it, and I want to get it going full time. Any info on how to get it going again? And a big thing for me is how to keep money coming in even during our winter months. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, and have a great day." So, Frank, this one is for you. I will send you a message back. I know you asked that quite a while ago, but I will get to through all these messages and try to help you guys out as much as possible. So if you do have a question, the easiest way and best way is usually to DM me over on Instagram, and you can see what I'm doing with Reels. Instagram Reels are killing it for me, and also starting to become a pretty decent way to get customers. So more on that later, kind of as it develops, but there's a little tidbit for you. So thinking about Frank's question, and then thinking about if I had to start over again, and then being about 14 years in, kind of gleaning on all the insight that I have now, what would I do? Whether I was starting from scratch or trying to kind of kickstart it up again like Frank did, or like Frank is trying to do. And what's really interesting about this, Frank specifically, is I understand COVID hurt a lot of businesses and completely destroyed a lot of businesses. And my wife's being one of those. You know, she was a makeup artist doing a lot of work in the wedding industry. And the wedding industry came to a screeching halt during COVID. And she's had to rebuild her business kind of post-COVID, in a post-COVID world. And I understand how difficult it's been for people, and I've seen it firsthand. So, but it can be done. It definitely can be done. It just is a little bit difficult. So whether you're starting from new or you're restarting, here are some tips and tricks on what I would do personally to help kind of kickstart that. And the very first thing is knowing that it's going to be a grind, knowing that it's going to be one of the most difficult things to do, both mentally, physically, emotionally, kind of all of it. It's going to be very, very difficult to get it going. But if you know that going into it, and you know that that pain is only temporary, and you try to find the little wins throughout that painful time, that right there is like, will give you a huge head start. So I know that has nothing really to do with detailing cars, but if you just go into it knowing that it's going to be kind of a grind, that kind of gets your head in the right mindset of like, it's going to be a grind. It's only temporary. I think if you can think that, like, it's only temporary, you know, until something breaks, something pops, breaks in a good way, not breaks in a bad way. You know, something pops, you get a big lead, you get a referral, you get a random call. Like, it's only a matter of time before something happens in your favor that is completely unexpected. The thing is, you just need to be as visible as possible for as long as possible to give you and yourself and your business that opportunity to be seen, to get that random call, to get that random client, whatever. So going into it, you have to know that you're going to have to grind it out a little bit. So the main thing, I was just having a conversation with someone this weekend, and it kind of made me think of this and reflect on this question too. The biggest problem, whether you're mobile or a fixed location, when you're just getting started, the biggest problem you have is no one knows who you are. No one knows you because you haven't been out there. You're new. You're brand new. No one knows who you are. So your biggest problem is that no one knows who you are. So the how to solve the biggest problem is to get more people to know who you are. So I don't know if it's just my own brain or if a lot of people do it, but I really, when I'm looking at a problem, I'd really like to try to reduce it to its simplest form. And then because I'm not that smart. So if I can try to figure out how to reduce it to its simplest form, it makes it seemingly a lot easier to solve. It's kind of like a math equation. I'm terrible at math, but I would assume if you have this really big math equation, it's really difficult to solve, right? So you break it down into smaller equations and then solve those smaller equations. I see that with my kids' math homework, actually. You know, they're teaching them how to add and subtract and multiply with bigger numbers, multiple numbers. And how they do that is they build up the foundation of doing it with smaller numbers. And then as you get to the bigger numbers, you break them back down to the smaller numbers, and it makes it easier. So when it comes to kickstarting your detailing business again, or kickstarting your detailing business for the first time, it's your no one knows you. So that's the simplest problem, is that you just need more people to know who you are. And then from there, you can kind of work out how to get seen more. So obviously, one of my favorite ways to do that is by having Google Ads and a Google Business Listing. That's why two of the courses that I offer and two of the trainings that I personally offer revolve around that. And if you're interested in that, that's autodetailingpodcast.com. You just click trainings at the top and you can partake in those trainings. And if you want 50% off, you just use code Jimbo. It's very simple. It's a very inexpensive way to kind of learn how to get to the top of Google, how to rank really good and get seen and get some visibility. Now that's visibility on the internet. And a Google Business Listing is free. My course is really cheap, especially if you use my code Jimbo. It's a very cheap way to get clients. It's actually for a fixed location detailing business, one of the best ways to get seen and get on the map. And it's how you get on Google Maps too, with a Google Business Listing. The second way, if you're looking for free ways to do it, I started with my friends and family. And that is, you know, I started mobile with friends and family. And the thing is, it got you into the neighborhoods. So for me, it just so happened that like my future in-laws, they lived on a corner house in a neighborhood that had a school. I mean, so I would plan my details around pickup and or drop off and pickup at the school. So I was either there at like 7:30 in the morning, or I'd be there around 2 o'clock. And I made sure to structure my details around those times, basically because there was more traffic driving through the neighborhood. It also happened that the house I grew up in also was on a corner house, even closer to a school, which is crazy now that I think about it, but I would do the same thing there. I would structure my details and do them around the time of drop off and pickup, because that gave me more visibility. My dad also worked in kind of a strip center where there was a grocery store. So a lot of times what I would do is, you know, I would just go set up in the corner of that parking lot, and there was a grocery store. So people were coming and going, and there was a constant flow of people. I also frequented, how I got my first paying clients that I didn't know, is that every morning around the same time I went to a Starbucks and I towed my trailer. So I would tow my trailer. I would park, you know, obviously I had a 10-foot trailer and a car and, or a truck. So I was, I don't know, I was probably 30 feet long. And so I had to park a little bit out in the boonies, but I happened to park. I go to the Starbucks, and maybe not every morning, but, you know, a lot, maybe four mornings, four out of five working days, I would go to the same Starbucks, and I had my trailer with my lettering on the side, and that's how I got my first, I think they had 3 to 5 cars every week, because they, you know, they were going to Starbucks, they were walking to Starbucks, and they literally called and said, if you can keep our cars as clean as you keep your own, you will have a customer for life. They had never met me, never nothing. All they saw was my trailer, and I'm assuming they had seen it multiple times. So that's another hack. You can get a water at Starbucks. You don't even have to spend money. You don't even have to actually go into Starbucks. The point is that you need to be seen, and there is a constant steady flow of people going to Starbucks or a coffee shop or whatever. Another inexpensive thing that I did when I first got started that I would absolutely do again is I started, or I joined a BNI, or another one is like LATIP, a Business Networking International. It's not a MLM or a pyramid scheme or anything like that. It's just where, and I have zero affiliation with them now, but it really helped kickstart my business, and I'll tell you why. It gave me visibility to other business owners in the community. So what a BNI or a LATIP is other businesses, sometimes as much as 20 or 30 or 40 people that own businesses meet weekly and try to pass business to each other. Now what happens is it's difficult if you don't have certain businesses to pass business to each other, but it's also embarrassing because they make you stand up every week and tell the whole group who you met with or who you passed business to. And if you're the car detailer, it's very easy to pass business to you because everyone needs or wants their car detailed. So what happened is, yes, I would get referrals for these other from these other business owners to their customers, but I would also get referrals from them. And so that was a very effective way to get my name out there, get seen, again, around this whole thing of being visible. And I kind of left one off and I ran without one for a very long time, but having a website is obviously incredibly helpful. And then things like social media marketing. So, you know, posting on Instagram, posting on Facebook, posting on YouTube, short videos, short reels, short form content, TikTok. I mean, we look at TikTok and there's people that are detailers, mobile detailers, literally started TikTok less than a year ago and have over 1 million followers. I mean, that is amazing. That's incredible. You know, and that's something that wasn't around in 2008. I should take advantage of YouTube. I've said it many, many times. One of my biggest failures is that I joined YouTube in October of 2006 and didn't post a video on YouTube until, like, I don't know, 12 years later. That's a ginormous failure on my end. So taking advantage of social media platforms like that as well. And here's the thing, you don't have to be perfect. So I tell this to my wife and my sisters who try to do a little bit of social media marketing and stuff like that. It's like, you're not going to be freaking great when you start. That's the point. Because if it's like, if you remember the Island Boys, I'm going to go way off on a tangent right now, but here's why you don't want to go viral with one of your first few videos and that you kind of want to suck, and this is strictly my opinion, but you kind of want to suck in the beginning and keep doing it because it teaches you the platform and it teaches you how to get better so that when you do have a viral video, you also have a whole catalog of other videos and pictures or whatever for people to look at and kind of enjoy, and you really start to build this whole catalog. So let me tell you the story about the Island Boys, and some of you may not know the Island Boys. Shoot, by the time you're listening to this, maybe the Island Boys are so far gone, you can't even find them. I don't know. But the Island Boys were these twin boys who claimed to be rappers, and they got a ton of attention, and they were kind of viral for a little while on TikTok, and then they completely fell off. Like, as fast as they came to stardom, they fell off incredibly fast. And the reason is that they actually sucked at what they did. They weren't good rappers. They got booed at a club for an appearance that they did. They actually sucked at what they did. They just were funny to look at. They had a crazy appearance, and you can look them up and all that. But they didn't have enough time to perfect their craft. They didn't have enough time to perfect their image so that when they got their opportunity in the limelight, they could capitalize on that. Instead of being able to capitalize on that, they didn't have any skill set. They weren't good at what they did, rapping or whatever, and they had nothing to support this virality that they were experiencing. And so they fell off because they were extremely disinteresting long term. Sure, they probably still have a couple million followers or whatever, but, you know, they're not getting those appearance deals. They're not getting those cameos as much as they probably were a few, you know, a year ago or so. They completely fell off because they sucked. And so for you, though the idea of going viral is awesome, if you have no substance to that virality, you will fall off just as quickly as you came onto the scene. So really why you want to suck in the beginning is because no one knows you in the beginning. So you want to suck when no one knows you. You don't want to suck when a lot of people know you and there's a lot of attention on you. So you take those early times, and this is true for social media marketing or in your detailing business or anything, you want to suck when no one knows you, not when everyone knows you. So if you suck in the beginning with how you detail, that's when you want to suck, right? Not when you're getting a bunch of calls, a bunch of texts, bunch of quotes. You don't have any confidence. You don't know, you're probably not that good at detailing. You don't know how to get customers. You don't know how to follow up with customers. That's when you want to suck in the very beginning. Social media marketing, same deal. You want to suck in the beginning because if you do it for long enough, you're going to go viral at some point. I had an Instagram reel. Right now, it's got over 16 million views. 16 million. But I also have, like, I don't know, 100 other videos that people can chomp on, and maybe I still suck. I don't know. But when you have the opportunity, you don't want to suck. And so even if, for example, I'm not saying I'm great, but, like, my Instagram reels are doing really good, but I also have a podcast that people can chomp on. I have a YouTube channel people can chomp on. I have images. I have a detailing business. Like, I have all these other things going that I can kind of funnel people through and to. And so I think if you're just getting started or you're trying to restart, focus on stuff like that too. And here, I've talked about it before, so maybe it's a little redundant, but, like, you know, people think, well, I don't know how to post and I don't know how to do this and do that. Here is the method that would work great. You could do a car completely for free. Do your parents' car for free. Do your siblings' cars for free. Do your friends' cars for free. And as you do their free detail, you're documenting the entire process. So you can do a multi-picture post on Instagram with before, during, and afters. You could do separate little short-form reels with each part that you're cleaning of the car. And you could literally, out of one car, probably get 7 to 10 short-form videos. You can get at least one or two posts if you're just doing an overall post. But really, the trick is to kind of break it down into bite-sized pieces of content that you can use over and over and over again. Call that evergreen content. That way, if you want to use that those same pictures that you took for your Instagram post and you want to put them on your website, you can do that. If you want to take those same short-form videos that you took and you want to repost them over on YouTube Shorts or TikTok, you can do that. So really focus on trying to take evergreen content or content that you can repurpose essentially forever and use it on multiple platforms. And you will slowly start to build your detailing business and you'll get, you know, customers calling and say, hey, I found you on TikTok. Hey, I found you on Instagram. Hey, I found you on YouTube. How much do you charge? Blah, 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 blah. And it's all about building. It's all about building slow and steady or fast and steady, as long as you're steady, I think. But those are a few tips and tricks of what I would do if I was just getting started. And of course, it goes without saying, but I do need to say it, make sure you're keeping track of your customers' data and your customers' information so that when you have a downturn, you can reach out to your own pool of customers. Say you're running Google Ads and the biggest thing against Google Ads that I have is that you have to keep paying to get customers, which is true. You have to keep paying as long as you want to run Google Ads. But what's awesome about Google Ads is it's so effective at getting new customers that you actually don't need to run them forever. I haven't. I've run them for a set amount of time, collected all that customer data, got paid for those details, made money on the ads, and I continue to generate money from those customers that I got from Google Ads. And I don't have to run ads anymore if I don't want to. And so keep track of your customer database. And there was a whole host of ideas of how to get visible, but maybe just that statement alone will help you to help you kickstart your detailing business again or start from the ground up. If you just can wrap your head around that thought of, like, no one knows me, how do I get more people to know who I am? And how do I get more people to know about my business? And maybe you'll have an idea that I didn't talk about or didn't share that will completely catapult your business. And I honestly, truly hope it does. So, but I hope that was helpful, Frank. I will send you a message right now and let you know that this podcast episode is out and live for your enjoyment and for everyone else's enjoyment. And of course, if you have a question, like I said, the best way possible right now is to either send me an email, jimbo@autodetailingpodcast.com, or probably better is to DM me on Instagram and we can do a podcast just like this where I can help answer your question. I love just answering it one-on-one. And if you want that, just tell me you don't want me to do a podcast about it. But I just think that it helps way more people and you if I do a podcast about it. Then you could listen to it. You know, obviously 20 minutes of talking is much more than I can type out. So I hope that was helpful for you, Frank. And I also hope it was helpful for everyone else listening. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. And again, if you're interested in those trainings, autodetailingpodcast.com, in the menu bar at the top, just click trainings and it'll open up all the trainings I have to offer currently. So I hope you will support the podcast by buying some of those, but also help support your own business. And I'll teach you how to do it. So autodetailingpodcast.com has everything on there. And I will catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening. See ya.